Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, this is a bit of a combination question between triathlon and running, and it comes in from Julie van Leelveld. Julie's saying she's training for the half Ironman, the Ironman 70.3 in Buffalo City in January. And she wants to know, how do you go about training for that race and do the necessary running training for Comrades? When she looks at the training needed for Comrades, she's got no idea where she can fit in her cycling and swimming. She's completed one Comrades before, that was this year, and has run a 21 kilometer very comfortably in about 155. So she's a decent runner. She's strong on the bike, but she needs to spend time in the pool to get strong in the water. Your help will be greatly appreciated in getting the balance right.
Yeah, so look, it's a little easier than I think she suspects, because your Comrades training should start, I guess, in earnest in January. But because you are doing such a lot of cross-training, for lack of a better word for this answer, you are still doing a nice broad base of training. And January and February are really about laying your foundation for training hard in March in April. So for me, I would focus my triathlon more, I'd focus my training more on triathlon specific training and worry a little less about my running. So instead of running 4 to 5 times a week, as you have in most of the Comrades programs out there, I would look at running 3 to maximum 4 times a week. And that should give you enough time to then fit in your cycling and your swimming. It'll allow you to do a decent 70.3. And then post 70.3, you can maybe cut back on the swimming and add in the extra run day. But I would also continue to do the cycling all the way through, because the cycling will be excellent cross training for you. So that means that from February, you would pretty much be on a 4 to maximum 5 day a week of running, with maybe 2 days of cycling. And that'll put you in good stead for Comrades.
Lindsay, you and I have chatted about cross-training, particularly doing triathlons in the build-up to Comrades. And Julie, I speak from experience, because I've done it the last few years, and it's made a massive difference to my running and a massive difference to my Comrades. So if you can get the balance right, you're going to have a fantastic Comrades in 2015. So good luck with that. We'll see you down at Ironman 70.3, and we'll see you at Comrades as well. Don't forget, you can get your questions in. Just go to AskCoachBarry.com. You can submit them there. You can also submit them on Lindsay's Facebook page. Just search for Comrades Coach Lindsay Perry, or you can pop them onto the Run Talk SA Facebook page as well. So until next time, from the both of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.